Coming up on Only a Game, a Muhammad Ali you've never known. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill, and welcome and happy holidays to our new listeners at WTJX 93.1. And that's in the Virgin Islands, Bill.
I'm going to have to go down there in February.
It's time for
a
live broadcast.
Down there, don't you think?
Absolutely.
All right, it is Heisman weekend. Time to strike the Heisman pose.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
I think you get better at this every year.
I do. I feel very good. I'm turning into more and more of a statue as I get older.
Well, there's that. The Golden State Warriors have been impressing everybody with their start this season, Charlie, except the Harlem Globetrotters. Why is that?
Oh, because the Harlem Globetrotters have this 12-billion-year winning streak, Bill. The Warriors, of course, are playing actual competitive basketball, but good for the Globetrotters to climb aboard the bandwagon the way they have.
On Thursday, 12-time NBA All-Star Dolph Schayes passed away. Charlie played from 1949 to 64, voted one of the 50 greatest NBA players of all time, and it seems to me that many don't know about Mr. Schayes because he played all but one of his seasons in Syracuse.
Yeah, well, that was back when the NBA had teams in places like Syracuse and what they called the Tri-Cities and so forth. But he was one of the guys that when I first started following basketball, he was the guys that the old guys talked about. Dolph Schayes was a giant, really, in the game.
I am told that when the New York Knicks announced their first draft pick back in June, Knicks fans booed. They had no use for 7-foot-3-inch Kristaps Porzingis. His fortunes have lately risen, no?
He is now the most popular Latvian in the history of New York City. He's got his own sports drink now, something called Body Armor Sports Drink. But he's become a real phenomenon and a real star in a really good town to do that.
And on a team that's a little bit better than anybody
That's better than people thought they were going to be, exactly.
On Tuesday, the family of late NHL defenseman Steve Montador sued the league. They claim the NHL did not provide Montador with the information that he needed to be safe from brain trauma. Do they have a case?
I'm sure they do, because I think the NHL was probably behind on this issue, the way all sports were behind on this issue. Once again, the concept of team doctors becomes oxymoronic in the context of the Hippocratic Oath. With the NHL, I would settle this.
On Thursday, nominations for this year's Golden Globe Awards were announced. Will Smith.
They were? Did you get up and watch?
No.
Okay.
Will Smith, who portrays Dr. Bennett Omalu in the movie titled Concussion, was among those nominated. This perhaps did not delight NFL Commissioner Goodell and his staff.
No, because Dr. Omalu is the person who, as a forensic pathologist, developed the first real research into CTE and the effect of repeated concussions on people like NFL players. And this movie is about how not only did he develop this evidence, but had to fight the NFL to get it heard. And quite honestly, the NFL tried to suppress his research the way tobacco companies used to suppress scientific research they didn't like. So I'm glad the movie is being recognized.
A movie titled Trainwreck, in which LeBron James has a cameo role, was also nominated, as was Sylvester Stallone for his role in Creed, which is a boxing movie. Good days for sports movies,
Very, very good days for sports movies. I'm intrigued by Creed because the plot is that Apollo Creed's unacknowledged son becomes a boxer, and Rocky, who at this point must be 350 years old, comes out of retirement to train him.
I just hope Rocky doesn't get in the ring
again. Apparently Rocky does not get in the ring this time.
No.
Be
more
like, I'm your Robbie coming back.
Charlie, my guess is that you did not see the MLS championship game on Sunday, so I'm going to tell you it featured a very quick first goal in which the Columbus Crew keeper badly mishandled the ball, and the Portland Timbers are champs, and it's a good thing.
Hold on. Whoa, time out.
Yeah.
It featured a very fast first goal.
Yes.
And nothing else happened.
No, there were two more goals.
Oh, okay.
2-1 was the final score.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have said that because I was perfectly willing to believe that they scored a goal in the first 38 seconds and then nothing happened.
No, see, if that had happened, the president would have stopped the game after 62 minutes and it would have gone to penalty kicks like we talked about
for the Portland Timbers. Apparently, they got a great welcome home.
They did indeed. And Portland hasn't had a whole lot of championship teams.
Not since the Trailblazers and Bill Walton. This was really nice. I mean, this is why we have, and I hate to use this phrase because it sounds like I'm denigrating it, but I'm really not. When I do denigrate it, you'll know it. This is this is why it's great to have niche sports, because you get events like this. And it's, God bless them. They filled the park, everybody had a great time, and they've got a national championship.
I should mention that the women's soccer team from Portland won a national championship 2 years ago.
And there we are.
There we go. Big news in the world of international soccer.
Who went to jail?
Cristiano Ronaldo didn't go to jail. He's under contract with Real Madrid through 2018, but he recently said that he would not rule out someday playing for arch-rival Barcelona. And if he does, I swear off soccer. That's it. I'm done.
Why?
I don't like him.
I don't care. He's a great player. Why wouldn't you want him on your team?
It's bad enough when they got
He may be a fool, Bill, but he's our fool. Real Madrid can't catch a break, can they? I mean, this is really bad. I mean, who knows? Maybe he'll wind up with Man U.
The National Women's Hockey League is in the midst of their first season, and at least one national franchise believes in the league's future, or at least its present.
Yeah, I mean, the Dunkin' Donuts, which is expanding all over the world, and which, as we know, defeated the empire of Krispy Kreme here in New England, has attached itself to the NWHL. And it got a personal services agreement with Megan Duggan, who was the U.S. women's team's cap.
And who now, you may remember from our 20th anniversary show.
Exactly, and is now playing for the unfortunately named Buffalo Buttes, mm-hmm. which I think they really could have done better.
Could have done better. A fellow who wants to see Utah and BYU play in the Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl on December 19th is willing to trade for two tickets. What's he offering?
A guy named Dustin has posted an ad saying he would like to trade his RC Cola vending machine for tickets to the Utah-BYU game on December 19th. Machines like this are going for a couple of $100 on eBay. He's also selling, by the way, 5 collies. And actually, he's selling 10 dogs, including 5 collies and 5 collie mixes. So, I mean, I just hope he gets the packaging straight, because I would hate to, like, trade my tickets to the Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl expecting a vending machine and getting a dog.
Or two.
That would be really disappointing.
And finally, Charlie, there was serious flooding in the northwest of England this week, but there was good news coming from Brunton Park, the home stadium of Carlisle United FC, right?
Bill, this is a heartwarming holiday special from the folks here at Only a Game. There was so much flooding that some koi, those designer carp that people keep in their yards and stuff, mm-hmm. got loose and turned up in the goal mouth of the local footy side. But that's not the holiday Christmas miracle, Bill. The holiday Christmas miracle was a guy named Mark Chandler saw these 3 koi on the local TV swimming around in the goal mouth and said, "Those are my fish!" And by God, they were.
And he got them back.
And he got them back.
And they were
And
happy.
To which I can only say, sports!
And God bless them, everyone. Charlie Pierce joins me each week for Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.